Colorado real estate headlines. Denver Commission survey, average rate holds at 5.71% in early 2026. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.71% is the average real estate commission rate in Denver, with guidance on how commission structures work and potential savings on realtor fees. For Colorado real estate professionals, this benchmark data helps inform competitive positioning and client conversations in the Denver metro market. Review the full Denver commission breakdown list with clever.com/average-real-estate-commission-invest-rate. Colorado, Denver, Colorado real estate headlines. Colorado property records search tool helps agents access deeds, liens, and permit data. PropertyChecker.com now offers a centralized platform to search Colorado property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals and CO can streamline due diligence and verify critical property details without navigating multiple county systems. Bookmark h-colorado.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups on your next deal. Colorado real estate headlines. Colorado's average realtor commission holds steady at 5.71% in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found that the average real estate commission in Colorado is 5.71%, nearly matching the national average. For Colorado real estate professionals, this data provides a reliable benchmark for structuring competitive yet profitable commission rates in the local market. Review the full survey findings to inform your commission strategy. /list-with-clever.com/ridge-real-estate-commission-rate/Colorado/. Colorado real estate headlines. Boulder County building code amendments apply in unincorporated areas. Boulder County building code amendments and permits govern construction in unincorporated portions of the county, outside city and town boundaries. CO real estate professionals need to verify whether properties fall under Boulder County or municipal jurisdiction to ensure proper permitting and compliance. Check Boulder County's permit requirements at the source URL before listing or developing properties in unincorporated areas. Colorado real estate headlines. Colorado County Appraisal District portal offers property data resource. The Colorado County Appraisal District website provides online access to property appraisal information. Real estate professionals in CO can use this official district resource to verify property valuations and support client transactions. Bookmark h-coloradocadad.org/ for quick access to appraisal records in your market area. Colorado real estate updates. Colorado Public Records Directory now available online for CO real estate pros. A centralized online directory for Colorado public records has been published, providing access to property and other official records. Real estate professionals in CO can streamline due diligence, verify property details, and research title history more efficiently. Bookmark the Colorado public records online directory at the source URL for quick reference during transactions. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most CO jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.